This is Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. There are two veterans of the Iraq War now serving in Michigan's legislature. Senator David Kinesic is a Democrat, and Representative Tom Barron is a Republican, Tom Barrett. Welcome to both of you.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, thank you.
First off, tell us a little about your military service. Senator Kinesic, I'll start with you.
Yeah, sure. So I enlisted in the Marines back in 2006. Volunteered for my first deployment in 2007, was in Iraq for 2007, 8, 9, or 10, two separate deployments, two different scout sniper platoons, and had a great time. Wanted to go on a third tour, but my mother talked me out of it. She wanted me to go back and finish up my college degree, so it was a great experience and has translated pretty well to life in the legislature, and it's certainly nice to have Representative Barrett up here now. It's not as lonely on the Iraq War veteran side anymore here in Lansing.
And tell us about your service, if you will, Representative Barrett.
Sure, thank you, and I appreciate David's comments as well. I joined the Army in 2000, right out of high school. In fact, I'd never even been on an airplane in my life until I joined the Army. I was in the field artillery. My first duty assignment was in South Korea, and I was there when September 11th happened, so instead of joining the Army for a quick tour and getting out, I decided to stay in. I transitioned at that point into the National Guard when my original enlistment contract expired. Started college at Western Michigan University, then got deployed once to Guantanamo Bay, Cuba as part of Operation Enduring Freedom, and then came home from Gitmo, finished up college, and then deployed to Iraq for a year. And again, my contract expired while I was in Iraq, and I was at a toss-up as to whether or not I was going to stay in the Army, and made the decision at that point to stay in again. I applied to go to flight school and was accepted after I came home from Iraq, and now I serve in a flight unit in Grand Ledge, Michigan. I'm a pilot on Lakota helicopters.
And here you are, and as you said, Senator, it's nice to have someone else who has been inside that experience in Iraq with you in Lansing. And both of you are new to your respective chambers, elected last November, and bringing that veteran's point of view now to the Senate and to the State House. And I'm wondering what veterans-related issues you've been working on, starting with the ones you're working on together. Senator Kinesic?
Yeah, the first issue that Representative Barrett and I got to work in together on out the gate here in Lansing was related to veterans who are trying to manage the effects of post-traumatic stress and traumatic brain injury. And, you know, I oftentimes talk about the fact that, you know, when I went overseas, I had a net gain. I picked up brothers. I picked up family members. It wasn't until I came back home that I started losing guys when individuals started to reach out for help and they didn't get it from our government. And then, you know, they fell into the vices of depression and alcoholism and eventually suicide. And so for a number of veterans that are trying to manage the effects of post-traumatic stress, they use a service animal. And unfortunately, here in the state of Michigan, veterans who use service animals are not a protected class. They don't have the ability to go into a place of business or a restaurant without having any protections from being harassed or asked to leave. And we saw a number of cases of that happening across the state. Representative Barrett and I wanted to make sure that we could protect those veterans and allow them to transition healthily back home to the United States. Not to toot our own horn, but I think we've done a pretty good job on that issue so far and have gotten a tremendous amount of movement in both chambers. And I know that both of us would really like to see that signed into law by Governor Snyder here probably within the next 2 months.
Representative Barrett, what do you want to add to that? Because that idea of having service animals is key.
I've certainly appreciated the partnership with Senator Kinesic on this tremendously. He's been a great leader. He introduced a bill last term on this issue, and then it didn't quite make it through the legislature last year. So we came back to the drawing board this year to really take it up and vet it out. I'm in a fortunate position. I'm the chair of our Military and Veteran Affairs Committee in the State House. As the only Iraq War veteran in the House, as you mentioned, the speaker came to me and asked me if I'd like to chair that committee, and I saw it as a great opportunity, especially as a freshman having not served in the legislature before. So those bills have moved through my committee, and two of them have passed out of the State House, two have passed out of the State Senate, and now we need to have the other chamber confer on both of those, which should happen, as David pointed out, hopefully this summer sometime.
And Representative Barrett, you've been involved in an effort in the House to protect custody rights for parents on active military duty. Would you tell us about that?
Last year, there was a sailor who was deployed on a submarine deep underneath the Pacific Ocean. He was involved in a custody issue with his daughter, and a judge in Adrian, Michigan, required him to appear in court for this child custody matter while he was deployed. Of course, he couldn't comply with that order from the judge. She was going to hold him in contempt of court. Ultimately, it was resolved, but we did not want to see any other soldier, sailor, airman, or Marine or any other member of our military go through a situation like that again while they were deployed. So we strengthened our laws in Michigan to protect custody rights for those members of our military who are deployed. The members of our military go through a lot of stress when they're deployed. I served, and I'm sure David did as well, with folks who had children back home. My children are too young to have been there when I was deployed, but it was heartbreaking to see these men and women leave home with children left behind. To add that stress of their child custody being in question while they were deployed was not something we wanted them to deal with. It was something that we thought was important. I truly wish the law was unnecessary, but we saw evidence of it last year to where it was something that we never knew would be necessary to protect our deployed service members, but we wanted to step up and make sure they were protected.
And where does the bill stand now, Representative?
The governor signed that bill, so it is now it's now been signed into law, and I believe it will officially take effect in about probably another month or two once the date of implementation passes.
And Senator Kinesick, you actually got legislation passed helping veterans when you were a member of the state house, urging private employers to give preference to vets.
Yeah, this is one of those areas where you would think it was common sense. You'd think that we'd been doing it for decades, but it just had managed to slip through the cracks where, you know, since the Civil War, we've been able to offer a veteran's preference for our public employers, and they've been doing that, you know, relatively successfully where, you know, they've got a pool of applicants. If they want to make sure that they can offer that job to a veteran, they have the right to do so. Our private employers here in the state did not have that right. So got to work with a number of partners here in the state of Michigan to introduce legislation that would allow private employers to offer that hiring preference for veterans. It was, you know, for me, a tremendous exercise in a personal belief that I hold here in Lansing about, you know, no permanent friends, no permanent enemies, just permanent issues. And that was a great opportunity for the business community and the veterans community, Democrats and Republicans, to come together around one issue. We got it passed in lame duck, signed into law by Governor Snyder. And as recently as 2 weeks ago, heard from individuals down in my district about they were a finalist for a job out in Farmington Hills. The employer mentioned to them that they knew that there was an opportunity for private employers to give jobs out now to veterans here in the state of Michigan. And the employer took advantage of that, and the veteran was able to get employed. So we know that the legislation's working. And again, it's just about making a healthy transition for those veterans and making sure that they're able to come back and put to use the skills that they earned while they were in the military.
If I can just add to that,
absolutely.
I think it was a great step in the right direction for Michigan because we've struggled with unemployment as a state, but we've also struggled more significantly in our veteran population. Our veterans have been more displaced in the workforce because when you're deployed off and on for 5 or 10 years, you know, every 2 years, every 3 years, some instances more frequently than that, it makes it very hard to lay down roots in a career back home in Michigan. So having something like a veteran preference will help us with that. Michigan has had the second highest veteran unemployment rate in the entire country. It's something that both Senator Kinesick and I are very interested in doing our best to correct. And that bill that he sponsored last term that's just been signed into law is going to go a big step toward helping to correct that.
Do you feel, I don't want to use the word poster children, but I'm not sure what else to use. Do you feel like you kind of, as a Democrat and as a Republican, that you kind of are the poster children for showing, yes, we can get bipartisan action on issues for our military and for our vets?
Well, I think that first and foremost, you know, Representative Barrett and I believe that we cannot afford to politicize or to make veterans' issues partisan here in the state of Michigan. And so it's a great opportunity for us to come together. You know, we shed that partisan label, and at the end of the day, we're brothers, you know, Marine, Army. We've fought on the same team, and we're going to continue to fight on that same veterans' team here in Lansing. But I tell folks, too, you know, I think for Tom and I don't mean to speak for him, but we see this as a very unique opportunity where we're both young guys, we're serving in the legislature and in our first terms, our respective chambers. What a tremendous disservice it would be if we didn't try to capitalize on our military background to try and bring additional attention, resources, or assistance to the men and women that we served with. Again, I think it's a great opportunity to highlight to folks that not everything has to be partisan. And when it's not, we can actually get a whole lot of good things done for the folks here in Michigan.
I'm talking with the two Iraq War veterans now serving in the state legislature, Republican Representative Tom Barrett and Democratic Senator David Kinesick. And certainly Veterans Affairs agencies have been in the news a lot over the last few years, including the huge scheduling scandal that led to the resignation of the Secretary of Veterans Affairs. To both of you, how were you treated when you came back?
You know, I think it's somewhat different now than it was a few generations ago, perhaps in our Vietnam War generation, perhaps. I always try to thank our Vietnam vets especially because, you know, they really went through some horrible circumstances when they came home. When David and I came home, a lot of it was pretty girls and parades and you know, balloons and things like that. It wasn't like it for those guys a few generations ago, and I think some of those issues are still lingering in our VA. You know, they're overstressed. They've got a lot of people that are trying their best to do the right thing, but they also have a lot of people that need to have some things corrected. I can give you an example. I had a friend who I took to the VA hospital just over in Battle Creek and went to visit him while he was there. This was back in the early spring where it was still pretty cold outside, and they didn't even have a sweatshirt for him to wear. He was cold. He had complained. I had to go to the gift shop and buy him a sweatshirt and bring it over to him. And that's not a way that we should treat our veterans. We should make sure that at the very least we have, you know, warm clothes for people to wear while they're in the VA hospital. But that was just one example of something that I saw as anecdotal evidence of things that we need to do. Certainly getting people in for their appointments is important. We're interested in having Congress authorize Michigan as a test state to allow us to offer veterans a health care card that they can take anywhere instead of forcing them to go to a VA hospital. As Senator Kinesic has pointed out, we don't have Medicare and Medicaid hospitals, but somehow we have veterans hospitals. Why don't we give our veterans a health care card that will be portable so that they can take it locally, go to their own provider, choose a health care provider that they like as long as they're willing to accept the reimbursement rate that the VA would provide for the procedure that they're offering. And I think those are things we need to look at doing and maybe get the government out of having VA hospitals that are in certain areas that may be far away from the veterans they're serving.
Anything you want to add to that, Senator?
I mean, that's an issue that I've been incredibly supportive of, and I think it just gets back to an argument that so many of us make, and that's, you know, we're happy to serve our country. We're happy to go overseas. You know, we sign up specifically to do that. But when the veterans come home, whether it's, you know, the two that you're talking to now or the 640,000 plus that call Michigan home, don't send us overseas and then forget about us when we come back home. Don't send us overseas and then make individuals jump through the ringer just to try and get some basic service or health care when you come back to Michigan. And that's what our veterans are having to go through now. It'd be so much easier, as the representative pointed out. Here's your health care card. Get taken care of. Send us the bill. And trying to remove that red tape for the veterans when they come back home is just an unnecessary burden. And in many ways, an unnecessary expense for the government when you see just how failed the VA system has been in our state and in our country. And so we can do better. Maybe that requires taking the conversation in a different direction, but I know that Tom and I are happy to take it down that path.
In fact, a poll.
Cynthia, too.
Yes, go ahead.
Sorry, if I can just add one more thing. You know, you pointed out that I'm a Republican. I don't often find common ground with Bernie Sanders necessarily, but I was impressed by something he said one time. You know, if you think caring and treating for veterans is expensive, then you ought not send them to war. You know, we make this commitment as a country to go to war and fight our battles, and that means that we need to be there for the long term for the veterans and the needs that they have going forward.
Absolutely.
Well, it certainly seems that much of the public is saying amen to what you're saying. There was a poll just released last week by Michigan Radio and Public Sector Consultants, and it showed 53% of Michigan voters do not think the state is providing adequate services for our vets, and 69% of Michigan voters say federal government isn't providing adequate services. Why is it taking so long to get this right, do you think?
I don't think either of us has a good answer for that.
Yeah.
It's you know,
if you think of it, let us know.
Yeah. I mean, at the end of the day, you know, Tom and I both see a huge problem, but at the same time, I think we both see an even larger opportunity for Michigan to come to the forefront of this conversation, to take it down a new path, and to really rejuvenate, revitalize the way that we treat our veterans when they come home from war, whether it's mental health services, whether it's employment, other health care options. Another one that I'm personally working on is veterans housing and what that looks like here in the state of Michigan. We can and we should do so much better. And like I said earlier, it's just nice to have somebody up here now who, you know, quote unquote, gets it and lived through the same experiences that I did to try and move that conversation forward.
You know, in our series in Beyond the Battlefield that we've been airing on Michigan Radio, we have talked to vets who say, you know, I came back from Afghanistan, I came back from Iraq, and then, you know, 2 weeks later, I'm sitting in a college classroom and I kind of look around and I just felt different from everybody around. Clearly, the kinds of things that were happening to the veterans were totally different than what was happening to their fellow classmates. And I'm wondering, did you have those similar feelings? Do you feel different in some ways from your colleagues in the House and Senate?
I know that my experiences in life have been somewhat different than some of my other colleagues. But, you know, I was a college student after I came home from different deployments as well, and I did feel different in that environment. Some of our veterans for example, terminology is different to different people. Historically, the term veteran to a lot of younger folks meant someone who was older and was a World War II or Korean War veteran or Vietnam, perhaps. I came home as a veteran when I was 21 years old and started college, and I was telling my friends I was a veteran, and they didn't believe me because I didn't have gray hair. So I think we've realized that, and even changing our terminology with how we approach veterans, instead of saying, are you a veteran, we say, do you have prior service in the military? Because some veterans do not identify themselves as a veteran if they haven't necessarily been overseas on a deployment, served in combat, or perhaps if they don't view themselves as being in the age demographic of what they had historically or traditionally seen as a veteran. We have to make sure that we reach all those populations. So by changing our terminology is also an important thing, too.
Anything you want to add to that, Senator?
Well, yeah. I mean, you know, like Tom, when I came back home, was right back into college. You know, first and foremost, you're a little bit older than everybody, and obviously you've lived through a number of experiences that other individuals in the classroom haven't. So, you know, there's that distance, and I know, remember for me, you know, one of the biggest struggles of being overseas for 8 months and being completely disconnected from pop culture and what was going on here in the United States, I had no idea what anybody was talking about. I remember coming back home and wondering, what the heck's a Kardashian? I don't know what this is. I don't know what all the rage is. And, you know, the pace of life is so much different. You know, overseas, it's 24/7. It's a million miles an hour. While at the same time, you could be traveling down a road and you're only going 25 miles an hour to make sure that you're not running over a roadside bomb or an IED. Yeah. And so, you know, I remember coming home and we'd be traveling with some friends down the road and I'm going 35 miles an hour down I-96 because, you know, that's what you're used to. And everyone's looking at you like, you know, what's going on with this guy here? But again, at the end of the day, the life experiences are different. I think that within the legislative experience, again, I think it helps lend us some credibility as younger individuals. You know, we're not, you know, just a little snot-nosed kid fresh out of college. We actually have some life experience under our belt. And so, you know, for some of our colleagues who have been at this for a whole lot longer than us, it helps give us some space to navigate within that legislative sphere as well.
In a legislature, I think we want people who have different experiences. We wouldn't want everybody to be an Iraq war veteran in the state legislature. Certainly we want some of us, and we'd like to have a few more. But we have doctors, we have lawyers, farmers, teachers. We have people from all different life experiences who come to the legislature to represent their own personal experiences and the life that they've lived to say, this is how I think we should make our state government better. And for David and I, we bring certainly our experiences as recent veterans, makes us a little bit unique in the experience that we do have. And I think our colleagues respect that. Certainly they respect it about me, and I'm sure they do about David as well.
Republican Representative Tom Barrett and Democratic State Senator David Kinesic, thank you so much for speaking with us today on Stateside. It really was a pleasure.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.